It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining Chris Sumner today is Dr. Mario Tenuta, Senior Industrial Research Chair in 4R Nutrient Management and Soil Ecology at the University of Manitoba.
Well, it's been a while since Mario Tenuta and I have had the opportunity to connect, but we're excited to be here again for our usual Bean Report, sponsored by the Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. And Mario, we're talking this time around about soybean cyst nematode. And before we actually get into the main part of our conversation, let's review for growers about this particular item. What are we talking about here?
Well, first of all, excellent to be with you again, Chris, and your audience. Soybean cyst nematode, it's a nematode, little tiny worm in soil. And what I mean by a worm, it's really tiny. We're talking 1 to 2 millimeters maximum length. Most nematodes in soil are really good for plants, but some can be disastrous economically. And soybean cyst nematode is disastrous for soybean because it really reduces the health and yield of soybean. And it can last in the field for a very long time and is very challenging to get rid of. So hence, leads us to the discussion of our topic today, soybean cyst nematode, where we're at and what are we doing. Where we're at is that over the past 6-7 years, we've done several surveys of farm fields that have had soybean for like more than 3 or 4 years ever grown on a field. And what we have found to date is that there are 5 RMs with a field with soybean cyst nematode. Now, of those 5 RMs, we're talking 5 fields here, okay, in total from our survey. And 4 of those fields were very low levels of soybean cyst nematode. So low that you actually, if you were to send a sample into, let's say, AgVise or a commercial laboratory, it would come back 0. But we really look, and you know, we're turning every grain of sand over for the nematode just about, right? And so we found it in 4 fields. But then in 21, we found it in another field and in very high levels that actually was reducing yield. So where we're at is that, yeah, we can have fields out there that are depressed for yield by soybean cyst nematode.
Let's talk about this project that you and your team are working with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers, and it's a survey specific to soybean cyst nematode.
Right, Chris. So with the Pulse and Soy Growers and also with Manitoba Agriculture, because we also work in conjunction with Manitoba Agriculture, particularly Dennis Lang. And what we're going to be doing is identifying a field, soybean fields, to sample this fall. And we'll be repeating that next year as well in different fields. And we're going to go across the province into soybean fields that have, fields that have had soybean for a few years and survey them. So up till now, we've probably sampled, 80, 90 fields in the province. So we're going to be resampling some of those fields, and we're also going to be sampling new fields. In the past, we found that along the Red River by Emerson is where a few fields were, but northwest of there, the RM Thompson, for example, we had a field there and another one in Cyprus. So we need to go across the province. You can't just assume that it's coming up by the Red River and going to be in those fields down there. We have to look at other fields as well. So we're going to be talking, we're going to identify fields. We're then going to contact growers and ask their permission if we can go on through their fields after harvest and collect soils, kind of like what for soil sampling, right? Fall soil sampling for nutrients. And then we'll be processing those samples in the laboratory for the nematodes, see if they're there and confirm the species and things like that that we need to do. And if we find something for the grower, we will be contacting them. Everybody is anonymous, so we're not going to be you know, for example, buying billboards and slapping people's names up there and say, you know, so-and-so's got soybeans, this nematode. We're not doing that. Nobody's going to know. We're going by RM in terms of identification here. The other thing is soybeans, this nematode is nothing to be ashamed about. Okay. It's not a quarantine pest. Nobody's CFIA is not going to come down on you, close your operation or anything like that. So there's nothing to worry about from that standpoint. What's to worry about is managing the nematode if we have it. And that's what we want to be doing, is finding it and then talk to the growers about management.
And finally, just a note about how you're looking forward to the cooperation of those producers and growers that you're connecting with regarding this survey in the fall. And again, just getting back to the importance of getting a handle on where we're at with this particular pest.
Exactly. So the problem with nematodes is we don't know about them, and we just let them go. And then after being present in a field for 10, 15 years, or, you know, we're scratching our heads saying, what the heck's going on in my field? You exhaust every possibility of what's causing the yield loss, and then it's nematodes. Then you find out it's a nematode. Well, we could have been acting on this way earlier. We could have been using resistant varieties, better crop rotation. We could have used some sanitary approaches to keep soil moving between fields. You know, there's a bunch of stuff we can be doing.
Dr. Mario Tenuta is Senior Industrial Research Chair in 4R Nutrient Management and Soil Ecology at the University of Manitoba. If you didn't catch the entire interview, you can find the recording at manitobapulse.ca.